This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
This is not my time.
With those words, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has ended his quest for the White House, a campaign that began with a rally in Kenner on June 24th.
I'm running for president of the greatest country in the world, the United States of America.
But last evening, Jindal appeared on Fox News.
I've come here to announce that I'm suspending my campaign for president of the United States.
Jindal, who has spent the majority of the past 5 months in Iowa, will be back in Baton Rouge this morning with a press conference scheduled at the governor's mansion at 11:30. Plus, it's not as though he doesn't have some pressing business here at home. The revenue estimating conference acknowledged a current budget shortfall of $370 million on Monday, causing Senate President John Alario to remark,
"That's just a big shock, I think, to all of us."
Jindal has to offer a plan to balance the state books by Friday morning when the Joint Budget Committee meets. There's the election of his successor on Saturday, and then the process of handing over the reins of power by Inauguration Day, January 11th. After that, Jindal told Fox News,
"I'm going to go back to a think tank. One of the things I'm going to be doing, I'm going to go back to a think tank called America Next that I set up a few years ago to develop these policies."
And his message to his supporters?
"America has given me and my family so many blessings and opportunities. I'm not going to stop fighting for my conservative beliefs and principles. Certainly, we thought it would end differently, but the reality is this isn't my time."
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.